Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics.
My name is Sarah. I will be playing Alejandra, the Protector. They use they/them pronouns, and they'll be going with the playbook of the soldier. So Alejandra is dark-skinned, gray-skinned. They have a long tail that resembles a lionfish. It is covered in spines that certainly look venomous, and they are extremely muscular and intimidating. They have vibrant blue hair that is shaved on the sides and pulled back into dreadlocks. And they are wearing pieces of armor that are fitted over and between their spines so that they have free range of movement.
Cool. Cool. That's very cool.
Badass is kind of written when they appear.
Yeah, which is great. Okay, so you are a knight protector for the Merfolk Kingdom, the Kingdom of the Verdant Rise. And so let's start with, how old is your character?
So Alejandra is 18.
Okay, and what caused you to like want to be part of this knight protector, this royal guard? Like, what, why are you doing that with your life?
It's very much something that in their culture is kind of the elite. And so if you are capable, it would be something that instinctively you would be drawn to do. And because they are one of the highest performing when they were younger, they were, you know, one of the best at all of the sports and at the best at training with weapons. And so they were placed into this. And it's just a natural drive to want to do good for the kingdom. And help it in the best way that they can. And because this is what they're good at, this is what they want to do.
Okay, cool. So you joined this royal guard. And either through training or augmentation, you have some powers that you use to do what you do as being part of the royal guard. What are your abilities? And how did you get them? Are they natural? Are they equipment? Are they, what is it? Was it something that the Royal Guard provided you, or?
Sure. So the first power that they have is electricity, and they are able to use it and channel it to electrocute things around them. And theoretically, they aren't necessarily exposed to technology that you would see on land, but likely it could be used to also disrupt anything that has an electrical current in it. It's something they're born with, much in the same way that an electric eel has that kind of ability. It's an evolutionary trait that they have. Their second ability is they do have mechanical kind of augmentation armor that they are able to equip that can take the form of whatever they need at that time. If they were to need to walk on land, because obviously they have a tail, they would be able to use this equipment to move on land safely and freely. And that's something that's provided by the Night Guard in order to serve the royalty that you are serving at the time.
Okay. Let's see. So tell me about your relationship to Calliope. Are you purely there as a protector? Are you friends with Calliope? Explain how you feel about her.
I think they are as close to friends as you could be when a power balance exists like they have. There's always going to be that undercurrent of knowledge that Alejandra serves Calliope and serves the royal family. And so at the end of the day, that's always going to be kind of there and doesn't negate the fact that they care about each other and that they are friendly with each other. But there's always going to be that kind of underlying acceptance that there's a duty that outweighs anything else.
There's a job there between you.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me about when you joined the Night Guard, who trained you? Like, who was your mentor? Who brought you up through that system? And if you have a name for them, we can name them, or you can just tell me about the type of person who would have done that.
So I do have a name for them. It's Aetius, and he was reasonably old at the time that they joined. So he was kind of battle scarred and looked really tough and gruff and was this big, strong, dominant, war-wearied character who was actually just really, really gentle. Mm-hmm. And that classic, he just wanted, he loved the royal family so much. And he instilled that genuine kind of, in the way that you love your country or the way that you love kind of something bigger than you, he felt that way about them and 100% instilled that into Alexandra. And that kind of overarching thing has carried on and carried forward throughout their life and how they deal with kind of everything.
So in addition to, I think it is important to point out that in addition to your standard labels that you have as a Masks character, you also have the soldier label, which is a representation of your relationship with that organization. And you'll use that as you sort of go about your doing your job sort of things. So when Calliope goes off to go on adventure, was that a planned, did you know that she was going to be doing that? Did you have time to prepare, or was it a like, crap, she's missing again, I better go find her and protect her kind of a thing?
I think Calliope would like to think that it was a surprise and that yeah. And that we had no idea that she was going to take off like that. I also think that Calliope is just not that good at sneaking.
Okay.
Especially when it's someone who's around her so often. And so in this case, it wasn't like it wasn't like we knew for weeks or months in advance, yeah. But certainly one, we already have a to-go bag prepared because she maybe yeah. does this a lot. And also just, yeah, we saw it coming a little bit. There was some time. Probably okay. a few days.
And also, so because you are not in the story we're going to be telling is not take place in the kingdom, because Calliope has kind of gone off and she is doing some adventuring things. Like, she's not super interested in communicating back to the kingdom. She's looking for that freedom. But you have this obligation. You're a knight. So how do you communicate back to the kingdom? Like, what do you have, a cell phone? Do you like send fish that deliver messages?
A shell phone.
Okay.
No. Well, so a little bit, obviously as established, Alexandra does have access to pretty advanced technology that's provided yeah. by the knights. One of them is, it looks almost like a little piece of coral. It attaches just behind kind of where an ear would be, kind yeah. of sits on the bone there. And through that, they're able to communicate.
Okay. So if you need to call back for help or yeah. whatever, then you can do that. Okay. Excellent. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we need to cover. Oh, influence. So part of your playbook is that you, so what your influence move or what the influence mechanic says is, respect is earned because you're a soldier, you're a knight. So you have one teammate. You're going to be giving Calliope influence over you. What yes. did she do to earn that influence?
It wasn't supposed to be a battle, but they were involved in a confrontation with a giant crab-like being.
Okay.
And it was so foolish, but there were just some little sea creatures that were kind of fish-like and they were harmless. They weren't sentient, but they got in trouble with this crab and Calliope threw herself in to save them. And it was ridiculous, but it was that moment of her not caring that she was a princess, her not caring that she was royalty and could be considered above that sort of thing. The fact that she was willing to put herself in danger like that, while terrifying and not recommended, was yeah.
okay.
appreciated.
Excellent. Excellent. So I'm excited to see more of where Alejandra goes, and hopefully everyone is excited to hear our story. So thank you very much.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.